Verse number one, very familiar passage of Scripture. We're going to read a few verses here. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river there were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, This waters issue out eastward to the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi even unto Eglim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. And their fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Would you ask the Lord to help us tonight? Father, thank you for the privilege to be here at the Highway of Holiness. I pray that you'd come by and touch us with your anointing for the next few minutes. Help us to share, Lord, with this congregation what you have laid upon our heart, and we'll be grateful for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In verse number 6, the Lord was speaking, I believe, to Ezekiel and said, Son of man, hast thou seen this? And the Bible said that he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. I'd like to preach about returning to the river. Returning to the river. Now, a Bible scholar could probably chew this up and spit it out, but I just feel like preaching to you tonight how I feel, if that's all right. Amen. About telling us to come back down to the river where the blessings of God are. Amen. This river right here in this passage of Scripture, we've heard it probably preached. I've heard it preached many a time. But this river right here, it was a very sustainer of life. The Bible said that it issued out from the temple, the sanctuary, and it went through, and everything that touched it and everything that came in contact with it, it lived, it brought forth fruit. We find that in even verse 12 that the fruit was made for the meat, for meat for them to take of, and even for medicine. It was even a healing stream. Amen. The leaves of the fruits of the trees, amen, that was there by the river, they could be used for medicine, for healing. This was a wonderful river. Amen. You could say it was the river of life. It's likened even, amen, in some commentaries, even to the river of life that we find in Revelation, and even the one in John chapter 7, where Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. This is a wonderful river. It's a glorious river. Amen. It is a river like the Holy Ghost power. Amen. That's what I'd like to talk to you about. I'd like to tell you, first of all, about the source of this river. If you notice from the very first verse, it said that it was issuing out of the sanctuary. It was coming from the temple. It was coming from the house house of God. But let me tell you something, when revival comes and Holy Ghost power comes, it's not going to come from any other place other than the house of God. And when you're not going to find revival and the Holy Ghost power that you need at some concert someplace where the singers are just up putting on a show and have no real commitment to God and no dedication to God, you're not going to find the Spirit of God and revival or any place like that. You're not going to be able to find a real revival, a real moving of the Holy Ghost, the real river of God flowing at some of these big fancy crusades that we see in the big arenas around the place. You're not going to find it by sending all your money to some big guy on the preacher on the TV. You're not going to find the real revival and the real thing that you need for your soul at any of these places. Amen. You're not going to find it by turning the TV in and watching the mess on that program. Amen. You're going to find it when you come back to the house of God. If God sends revival to our soul, we're going to find that it issues out from underneath the doors of the house of God. And we don't need to be running all over the place trying to find revival at Pensacola, trying to find revival at Toronto. We're not going to find it in those places. If you've noticed, the kind of the tide of those meetings are going back out. It seems like you don't hear near as much about it as you once did. But friend, let me tell you something. If we have revival, if we have a move of the Holy Ghost, it's going to come right here at the highway of holiness. This will be the source of the river that God has for this community, for this place right here in Hamilton, Ohio. You'll find the revival that you need, amen, here at the highway, at the house of God, at the house of God. Amen. That's where you'll find the source. Amen. But I want you to notice something else about this scripture. Amen. If you look in the verses here, amen, I want to talk about the measuring of the river. Amen. It says in verse 2 that he brought him out from the way of the gate northward. And he led him about the way without the camp, without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And the Bible said, behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. They were waters to the ankles. Amen. Waters to the ankles. A measure. And then the Bible said that he went out a little bit further and he measured, and it was to the knees and then to the waist. And then the Bible said it was waters to swim in. Amen. Waters so high he could not walk across. They were waters to swim in. Amen. Tonight, let me tell you something, friend. Amen. I feel like in my soul, there has been many a person, amen, that's come down to the river. They've come down to where the Holy Ghost was flowing, where the power of God was flowing, and they stopped right there at the ankle water deep, and they never went any further. Amen. Friend, sometimes, you know what happens when you go, we was down at Mobile. I didn't even get a chance to go see the ocean while I was down there. But you know, I've been around water a little bit, and I know what happens. You go to the edge of the river and the brink of the ocean where the water's coming in, and you take your shoes and your socks off and you walk out there, and you know what happens? I've seen it happen more than once. Somebody get out there and that water gets flowing over their feet, and it's kind of cool and it's kind of refreshing. And you know what they do? Amen. They kind of jump around a little bit and splash around a little bit right there in that ankle deep water. Amen. Friend, let me tell you something. There's meetings in our Pentecostal churches. Whenever we come to the house of God, the power of God begins to flow, and sure it is the river, amen, but the water gets around our feet a little bit, and we begin to shout, and we begin to rejoice, and we enjoy the blessings of the Lord, and there's nothing wrong with that, amen. I like to shout as much as anybody. I enjoy the blessings of God as much as anybody, but if we camp out, amen, at the ankle-deep water, friend, there's so much more to the blessing of God. There's so much more of the Spirit that we can partake of and have of in our soul if we just press out a little bit farther and get what God has for us. Amen. There's been churches, there's been movements that have stayed right there, amen, at the ankle deep water. But I want to tell us tonight, if we stay there at the ankle deep water and all we do is we shout a little bit and we rejoice a little bit, but we never get out any deeper in the things of God, our religion and our experience is pretty shallow tonight. Amen. If we think that all really revival is a bunch of shouting and a bunch of running and dancing, friend, amen, real revival, it brings changes in people's lives. Real revival, amen, will bring in souls and bring in people from this world, and they'll come to an altar and get saved. Real revival, amen, whenever real revival comes, amen, those that are sick, those that that are troubled, amen, will come to this altar. They'll come to the house of God. When they get down to the brink of the river, amen, they'll get the healing for their soul that they need. They'll get the healing, the touch that they need from the Master. Amen. I remember a service, and they say it's not always good to use yourself for an illustration. But I remember I was in service at my home church there at Granite City, brother, at Bethel Chapel. And we was having one of those ankle-deep services. Amen. And I'm telling you, some of our churches, we need some good moves of God where we shout and rejoice. Amen. But I remember the power of God was falling. People were rejoicing in the Spirit of God. And I was shouting right there along with everybody else. But I remember it kind of died down a little bit. And people were starting to kind of linger back to their seats a little bit. And I said, oh God, amen, I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed the touch of heaven on my soul tonight. Amen, but there's got to be something deeper. There's got to be something more than just this little shout. There's got to be something more, amen, than just this little dance here in the aisle. Amen, and I begin to press in. And I remember, Brother Collins, I remember as I got out a little bit deeper, I could feel the water as it got around my knees. And, you know, it's kind of harder to splash around when you get down to the knees. And I remember the power of God began to touch my soul. And then I got out to where it was waist deep, and I could feel the presence of God. But then I remember as I was there, oh hallelujah, there at the altar, it seemed like the floodgates opened on my soul, and it hit me from the backside, and it knocked me down on the altar, and I was laying face flat upon the altar, and it was there, and then God began to deal with me, and He touched me, and He made a difference in my life that night down at the altar. And after everybody else had left the house of God, I remember being helped back out to the car. I could not walk. Amen. I was lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, and God had made a difference in my life. Friend, tonight I enjoy, amen, the shouting and the rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. But I say tonight, it's time to press out a little bit deeper and allow the power of God to overflood us and run over us, amen, and get out into the waters to swim in and allow the power of God to change us. Amen. Waters to swim in. Waters to swim in. Amen. Waters to swim in. But I want you to notice something in this passage of Scripture. Verse number 6, he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? And he caused me to return to the brink of the river.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere between verse number 5 and verse number 6, this is the way I read it and the way the Lord dealt with me about it. Somewhere between those two verses, Ezekiel had gotten away from the river. Amen. Because the Bible said He caused me to return back to the brink of the river. Have you ever wandered away? I remember as a kid one time, my mom and my dad and some of my family were all at Walmart. What a glorious, wonderful experience to shop at Walmart. And we was there, and I was only about 4 or 5, and I guess the reason why I remember it so much, it was such a traumatic experience in my life. My mom and dad, they was looking at something real boring to a 14 or a 4-year-old. I don't remember what it was. I was looking for the Hot Wheels. I was wanting to get over where the toys were at so I could mess around and look at the toys. And so when mom and daddy wasn't looking real good, amen, I just kind of began to wonder. I was bored. And before I knew it, I was out of the sight of mom and dad. And when I went back looking for mom and dad, trying to find them, they wasn't where I left them at. Amen, and they were gone. And I couldn't find them. And a 4-year-old boy in Walmart, that's a pretty frightening thing when he can't find the hand of his mama to hold on to. Amen. And all these strangers looking around. And I remember running up to the front desk. That's the only place I knew to go. I was crying and bawling. And I told them my name and what my mama's name was. And over the intercom, they signaled from my mama, and she come running. And it was just a glorious reunion there at the front desk of Walmart. But I wandered away, amen, without even realizing it sometimes. Amen. It's easy for us to wander. Amen. Sometimes when you got your mind on something and you're heading in a certain direction, you're just kind of wandering around. Amen. You get wandering, you're thinking, and all of a sudden you turn around and look back to where you're supposed to be, and you've gone so far. Amen. You can't even hardly see where you're supposed to be at. Amen. I think that's kind of the way Ezekiel was in this passage of Scripture. He was just kind of walking around, maybe even pondering the thought about the river and how wonderful it was to be down at the river. Amen. That was flowing from the house of God. But I feel like in my soul tonight, there's some of you, you've been around the river for a long time. Amen. You've enjoyed the blessings of God. You know what it's like to come down and allow the Holy Ghost to sweep over your soul. But tonight you've come to the house of God. You're burdened down with trouble. You've got troubles and cares so weighing down on you that right now you don't even see the river because of all the troubles. Amen. Because of the things the devil's brought, the circumstances that surround in your life, you come to the house of God tonight. You don't even know if God's listening to you. You don't know if revival's still moving. You don't know if God even really cares about your soul because you've wandered away from the brink of the river. I'm not saying you're backslid. I'm saying you've gotten away from where the blessings of God are flowing. Friend, let me tell you something tonight. Amen. If you've wandered away from the brink of the river, it's time to come back down to the river's edge and allow the blessings of the Lord to flood your soul once again. Amen. I came here. I was in Bible school at the time, but I got away from school to come the Friday night of homecoming. And I remember what Brother Collins kept saying that weekend. He kept saying this phrase, high water mark for the highway. High water mark for the highway. You know what he was saying? He said, hey, the Holy Ghost has been here this week. It's been waters to swim in. It was waters to swim in. But tonight you was here at that meeting and God helped you. But tonight you come to the house of God. You've come discouraged. You've come down and out, it seems like. Maybe the pressures of life, they've gotten to you and you don't even see, amen, if the river's even flowing anymore. Amen. You've got lost loved ones that you've been praying for and you don't know if the river is even flowing anymore. You've got sickness in your body and you need healing, but you come to the altar and you don't get your healing. And you don't even know if the healing waters are still flowing. But I feel like tonight, and that's what I come to tell the highway, amen, just because you haven't seen the salvation of your lost loved one, it does not mean that the wells of salvation have dried up. Just because you can't see the river and you haven't got the healing that you need, it does not mean, amen, that the water, the river of healing water has dried up and it's not flowing anymore. Amen. Just because you've come to discouraged does not mean the river has dried up. But if you come back down to the brink of the river, you'll find there's still salvation. You'll find there's still healing. You'll find the power of the Holy Ghost is just as strong as it's ever been if you come back down to the brink of the river. Amen. You know what some of you need to do tonight? You need to come back to the river. I remember the only thing that's helped me sometimes is just to say, Lord, I know I'm troubled. And I really don't even feel like praising you. And I really don't even feel like lifting my hands and lifting my voice. I'm tired. That's the case tonight. Amen. I've come and I'm wore out. Can't mean to wear you out, I'm telling you. Yeah. Amen. But let me tell you something. We 7 messages a day, you almost feel like you're getting preached to death sometimes. Amen. But friend, you come tired. You come wore out. And you come with trouble. Amen. I tell you tonight, it'd be do us good in this service just to forget about the trouble. Just forget about the pain or forget about the tiredness and get all those things behind us and come back down to the brink of the river and allow
allow the power of the Holy Ghost to sweep over our soul. And when we leave this place, then you will leave this place refreshed and encouraged in your soul. You'll leave this place revived by the power of the Holy Ghost. I say tonight at this Saturday night service that we come back down to the river and allow the blessed Holy Ghost to flow over our souls again. Return to the river. You know what the backslider needs to do? Return to the river. You know what the depressed and discouraged need to do? They need to come back to the river. The river is still flowing. The blessings of God have not left the highway. Revival has not left the highway. Just because you can't feel it, and just because you don't see it, doesn't mean it isn't here. You just need to come back down to the river. You just need to come back down to the river. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Father, thank you, Jesus, for your touch and your help in this place tonight. Oh, God, I don't know the condition of the souls of this people, but I feel like tonight there are those they need to make a trip back down to the river where the Holy Ghost power is and get help for their soul. I pray for this service tonight that you'd come by in a special way. Help us to forget about all of the things around us and to forget even about who's here and just concentrate on the blessed Holy Ghost and your precious Son tonight, Lord. We'll thank you for it, Jesus. Have your way tonight, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's find us a place to pray tonight before the service.